It's Moon and Groob's in the morning. Groob on vacation. DeRody joining me this morning here because we were talking about concert t-shirts. And Blake Shelton, I do have, or I used to have, a Blake Shelton shirt when he was up in Yakima. He was doing kind of a star party for us, but he brought some swag. I didn't actually have to pay for that one. That was pretty cool. It was when the Playboy of the Southwest World, that was his song that was out at the time. And so, yeah, he was giving everybody t-shirts. But yeah, so it's kind of fun to have t-shirts.
Hey, Moon.
Yes.
Hey, speaking of t-shirts, I'm a huge collector of shirts myself. You know, I've got over 200 in a dishwasher box alone, let alone the ones I keep, like, preserved. But I looked up your shirt. If it was the Animalize tour, which I think it might have been.
Well, okay, so I did have a, so let's just go back here a second. I had a Kiss concert shirt that I found. I was digging through a box of stuff, and it was so paper thin, and it was from the 1984 Animalize tour, and that was the first tour they didn't have makeup. And I thought, you know what, purchasing this shirt, you know, might be worth money. And now you're saying that it could be worth some money.
It actually is worth some money. Actually, from the Animalize tour, that shirt, depending on condition, can range anywhere from $105 to $200.
Get out of here!
No, I swear, man. As someone who collects shirts, you know, and not to mention, if it would have been the special Kiss Rocks Texas Animalize shirt, it would have been $300.
Come on!
Yes, sir. I've got plenty of shirts that I've collected myself, and my most expensive one is a 1997 Marilyn Manson shirt that is worth almost $500.
Really?
The low end for, like, the worst quality is $175.
Wow. You know, and I would have never thought. Well, first off, my concert t-shirt, I guarantee you, ain't worth a whole lot of anything but just pride at this point, because I'm not lying when I say it is paper thin. It is the softest shirt I've ever owned, but it's all frayed around the neck. So it's barely being held together. So I don't really think it's worth a whole lot, but pristine shapes. But you have one. Now, that shirt that you were talking about, have you ever worn it, or does that take, like, the price away from the t-shirts?
It has never been worn. I'm not sure if it takes the price away, but wear and tear does affect the cost on it. As someone who, of course, DeRody, I toured a lot, I was able to come across a lot of tour shirts, and now tour shirts are considered vintage, so they're going for high prices.
Well, and now, because back in the day, you used to be able to hold on to the ticket stubs. Matter of fact, I have a yearbook that's got all kinds of ticket stubs in there, and I see the price of concerts. Like, I saw Billy Idol back in the day at Red Rocks in Colorado, and it was $14 for the ticket. You see the price on the ticket, you know? But now people get the merch. Everybody is jumping in on the merch and spending money on the t-shirts. We posted it online talking about the last time you wore a band t-shirt, and who was it? You mentioned your dishwasher box filled of over 200 band shirts. Dude, that's crazy. And you know,
that's not to mention what's in my closet and in my drawers.
and you were talking about this yesterday too, because we were kind of talking off the air about this. But they have this thing now where you can take all these t-shirts and you can make a throw blanket out of it.
Oh yeah, quilts, throw blankets, even wall art. It's amazing.
Yeah, and I wish I would have saved all my radio station t-shirts. You know, my dad's got a bunch of them, but I don't think he has enough to make, like, a cool throw blanket. You probably have enough to make about 5 throw blankets.
If I wasn't looking at it monetarily, yes. Yeah. I probably have some that aren't worth anything, that are, like, local bands that are no longer together, or bands that I've been in that I would love to make a blanket with. But, yeah there's definitely, I even have some bootleg shirts that are actually worth some money, like a Prince bootleg shirt that happened way back.
Very cool. Gabe Decker on our Facebook page, he said he had a Skinner t-shirt about 10 years ago. He said, unfortunately, became a snug fit. And that's usually the case. Mine, I'm lucky if I can wrap it around my leg at this point. Susie said, I embellished a tank top with stars and sequins to say I love Brad, wore it to a Brad Paisley concert 10 years ago. So she has that. And she also says she has the Eagles, Hell's Frozen Over, 80s. That was actually early 90s, 94. four, because I think after their Long Run album, they broke up, and then The Hell Freezes Over, which, great name, because
they got back together.
They got back together, and they said they would never get back together until Hell Freezes Over. Yeah. Thus the name of the album. So, yeah, I wonder if that's worth anything.
What's also cool is that these vintage shirts, they're going for quite a bit, but there's also so many people online that just talk and preserve and just keep these shirts pristine as can be, and it's amazing to see.
Yeah, it's crazy. If you got a shirt, tell us if you got a concert shirt and the story behind it. I actually had a shirt that it wasn't a concert shirt, but it was a ski shirt. It was a Solomon ski shirt that was one of my favorite ones, and I was dating this girl named Diane, and I loved her mom, Shirley. It was great, but I had this shirt, and it was so comfortable. Once again, paper thin, and it had holes around the collar, but I kept wearing it. And then one day I went over to Diane's house, and her mom just stuck her finger right in the hole around the collar and then ripped it.
Oh, that's horrible.
Ripped it. I was so, I mean, she bought me a new shirt, but
that's not the same.
No.
No. It's the memory that is with that shirt.
Yeah.
But I got a quick, did you know? Ooh. Did you know that there are band t-shirts in different countries that are worth quite more valuable because they are banned? There is one shirt in particular that is banned in 26 countries.
Really?
Yes,
sir. Was it a logo? First off, why you call me sir?
I was just saying, like, yes, sir. Like, yes, sir. Yeah.
Logos, sayings, or
this in particular shirt would be, there was quite a image on the front that was very, I would say,
suspect.
Okay. And then the back wording is what caused it to be banned in multiple countries.
Yeah, all right. So, yeah, those band concert shirts that you're spending like $50, $60 for, hey, could be worth a lot of money down the road.